7:32. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, again via Zoom, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me now for a recap of it. Katie, good morning. Welcome. Hoping you're doing well on this Wednesday morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the meeting.
Okay, so we started the meeting with a few pre-applications. Those are our non-binding discussions that the applicant can have with the commission, and the first one was at 171 Hamilton Avenue. This is for a potential set-aside development, which is an affordable housing project under the Connecticut General Statute Section 8-30G. These are the ones under that section where the commission no longer uses the zoning regulations to determine appropriateness of an application, but rather public health and safety issues and whether or not those outweigh the need for affordable housing. And we do have a need based on their definition of what that is, because we do not have 10% of our housing stock meeting that definition. So this particular one is a four-story mixed-use building. It was an interesting conversation because the statute does note that these are residential buildings, but this is, as I just said, a mixed-use, meaning commercial and residential. So the applicant's attorney had noted that if the commission wants to use a strict interpretation, that they would be happy to make it all residential, but since this is in a commercial area in Chickahominy, the commission said no, it would make more sense to maintain that retail continuity along the road there. So they agreed that it made sense to have a commercial element, particularly because on its own, that commercial element would comply with the regulations. And then they are proposing three stories of units after that, six in total, two of which would be affordable. So the commission did give them that feedback that they said yes, it's good to have their retail space. So that was okay. Then they spent some time speaking about setbacks and about architectural looks and that kind of thing. And next step for them will be to submit an application, and then we'll really get into it at that point with the issues such as sewer department, the architecture, etc. So we'll see that at some point in the future, I'm sure. Then next, we moved over to the Honda dealership, is probably the best way to describe it, at on Mason Street, where it connects with Bruce Park Avenue. And another housing project is proposed there, but under a different section of the regulations, at least at this point, is how they're proposing it. As you know, we do have a moratorium on our housing, on our moderate income housing regulations when one uses the incentives, which is what they're proposing to do here. So they wanted to just give the commission a look at what they're thinking. It would be a large building on the Honda dealership site, but across the street where they have another smaller dealership there, that would be a park, and there would be parking underneath. So the commission's feedback to them was that where they're looking to go with their regulation change is nowhere near the size of the building they're proposing there. They're looking at a 1.4 floor area ratio, and the commission's adamant that they don't want to go beyond the 0.75. If you recall, the regulation used to be a 0.9, so anyway, these things are just relative. But at least one can get an idea that the size of the building they're proposing is too large, is the point I'm trying to make there. They were very positive about the park. They liked the general look and feel of the building, but had concerns about rock removal, size, whether or not that was appropriate park land. And I say that because there was a lot of paved area where I think the, this is just a concept plan. They haven't really developed what they're doing with the landscaping, but it was clear that the commission wanted considerable more green area there than had been proposed. So hopefully they'll rework that, and we'll see that in the future. And then we had a third pre-application. This, and actually a fourth one after that. This one was to 731 Lake Avenue. This is the old little Weicker estate, known as Applejack Farm. It was a historic overlay was placed on this property in 1992, and the applicant would now like to remove that historic overlay. The benefit that they were granted in 1992 in exchange for deed restricting the house in perpetuity, so it would never be taken down, the historic home, was to have a kitchen in their garage cottage. The commission was not impressed with the argument that the attorney presented and felt that in perpetuity really does mean in perpetuity, not just for as long as you feel like having it. So there was a discussion about case law along those lines, and I think a potential resolution was reviewed whereby the applicant would remove the restrictions on the interior of the historic home, which is actually quite an unusual thing, at least today it is, perhaps not in 1992, but we don't usually get involved in restrictions on the interior. So hopefully that'll be enough to satisfy the applicant, and they'll come back in with that change. And then we had 28 Meeting House Road. This was a pre-application prompted by the fact that the home is over 150,000 cubic feet in volume and as such would require a special permit. All special permits require a pre-application. And this was moved along very quickly, and the only note was about environmentally sensitive landscaping. I'm just going to skip ahead because it's a good segue. One of our applications was to actually change that requirement, and in our zoning regulations, where if you had one of these larger homes, you would not have to do this pre-application. That was approved. So in the future, that wouldn't have been to us for a pre-app. Then we moved to a presentation, a very brief one, about what we're looking to do with our Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This was also presented to the Land Use Committee of the RTM on Monday night. Just quickly, what it is exactly like it sounds like, a trust fund where money would come in at this stage through private donations or through grants, and that money would then, through a board process, would then be available for use to develop affordable housing throughout the town. The benefit of this is that the money would be used to support the gap. It's really a gap financing provision. So the gap being that people want to build much larger things than or just none at all, actually, because of the expense due to land or whatever. So this would provide that little bit of financing to make projects that are more beneficial to the community. It was received pretty well, I think, by the RTM. Obviously, we're in the infancy here, so we're just starting to introduce this concept to the community, and we're meeting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, with the law department to continue drafting our language. So you'll be hearing more about that, Tony, I'm sure, in the upcoming meetings we have together. Then we have 675 Steamboat Road, and that was an application for a single-family home, and that was continued. There are some issues there with the flood zone and looking to get a letter of map revision from FEMA. Then we had a second text amendment. This was to add home office and multifamily zones as opposed to just single-family. That was approved. We had 11 Round Hill Club Road. This was for another large home, and that was approved. And then to the main event, if that wasn't enough for one meeting, we got to 585 West Putnam Avenue, 581 and 585. This is for the housing project that you've heard me talk about in the past. There's still some open issues with sewer that need to be and the architecture of the building. So the applicant, there was a bit of a back and forth there with what the applicant believes they have done in terms of meeting the Balancing Act. One of them was to reduce the building to that 0.75 that you just heard me talking about on that other project. But I think they've agreed to keep working on it, and we'll see them at a future meeting. And that rounded it out.
Okay. So I saw I saw Greenwich Park on there for 51 Weaver Street. None of this was taken up last night?
Those were all part of the 581 and 585 application, and the commission had asked if it was okay to just couple that into one discussion, which the applicant agreed to. So it's all part and parcel of the same project. So those were continued also.
I got you. I see it now that you mention it. Okay, next meeting.
The next meeting is on March 16th. And at that meeting, we have a couple of projects that I know are of interest to the community. One is a continuation of the discussion at 124 Old Mill, the old Mel Gibson estate, and how that should be categorized, I think, is one of the big issues. They came in as an educational use, and the commission's not loving that, so I think they went back to the drawing board there. And maybe we'll look at it as more of a philanthropic institution, which is permitted as an institutional use in the back in the residential zones. Also, 44 to 48 West Putnam Avenue, that's where the, I still refer to it as where the old bowling alley is. I guess I should maybe come up to date with something more recent. And they're looking to add 12 residential units there, so we'll be hearing that. Then the Eastern Greenwich Civic Center, obviously of great interest to the community. If you recall, we have granted them municipal improvement status, and that was done under a preliminary site plan. So what this is coming in with now is their final site plan and special permit. And then lastly, 16 Prospect, which is an application we have heard before, and that is to increase the dedicated floor area within the existing dwelling by finishing the basement of a two-family dwelling in a single-family zone, which is what makes that triggered for a commission review.
All right, Kate. A lot of meat at last night's meeting.
Yes. And surprisingly, actually, we got out relatively early. I know I went on and on there, but it wasn't too bad of a meeting, actually, in the end, even though it did sound like it the way I described it.
All right, and at least a short commute home.
Yes, and that's always helpful.
All right. Thanks very much, Katie. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Katie DeLuca, Director of P&Z on last night's planning and zoning.